Harbored beneath the plinth was a vast and echoing catacomb. Something drew Vulcan downwards as he descended the steps in a daze. What he found when he reached the bottom made his fiery Nocturnian blood run cold.
"What is this place?"
hissed Numion. Strange sigils were daubed on the walls, alien in origin, and there were shrines sunk into alcoves dedicated to aberrant deities. A procession of crude statues, long-limbed and androgynous of gender, lined the edges of a subterranean passageway that fed deeper into the complex. At the end of it, shadows were moving in the reflected glow of ritual firelight.
"A temple!"
Vulcan's voice was deep and thick with anger. He drew a gladius. A susurrus of scraping metal followed as the pyre guard each unsheathed their own short swords. None would muddy their chosen weapons on filthy graven priests. "Tread quietly and in my wake," Vulcan told them, and began to move towards the flickering light. A sick feeling took hold in the Primarch's stomach, something that had been growing ever since the boy child from the jungle had confronted him. Insidious talons had sunk deep into him and were twisting at his resolve. He remembered the thoughts he'd had earlier when he'd considered what must have transpired on Ibsen before the Imperium had arrived to enlighten it. How far from the Emperor's light had the natives fallen? Vulcan reached the edge of another chamber. It was roughly circular, crudely hewn from the earth and packed with clay. There, sigils were drawn upon the wall like before, and totems placed at specific cardinal points around the room. In the center was a ring of fire. A cadre of robed figures cavorted around it, chanting. It was the same lyrical mantras as sung by the female seer. Within the ritual circle, partly hidden by the rising flames, was a figure tied to a wooden column that supported the chamber roof. Runic symbols, alien symbols, were notched upon its surface too. As Vulcan stepped through into the light, one of the priests turned. He was wearing a mask of some wretched Eldar deity, and a rune was cut into the flesh of his bared chest. Upon seeing the Primarch, a shadowed giant with the glowing eyes of a demon, the priest cried out, and the chanting stopped abruptly. Screaming took over, and the drawing of jagged blades. It would be like trying to fight a Terran bear with a pin. Realizing their only escape route was blocked, the worshippers fled to the back of the cavern and cowered. Some spat curses but kept their daggers low so as not to provoke. Numion stalked forwards, a thin snarl escaping his lips.
"Wait!"
Vulcan stopped him. The Praetorians looked ready to kill the humans out of hand, but stood down and simply glowered at them.
"They never wanted to be saved," said Vulcan, partly to himself. "They were already saved, but not by us."
"Primarch, they are no better than the Eldar,"
snapped Numion, still eager and in the slaying mood.
"I have been so blind."
Sheathing his gladius, for there was no real danger here, Vulcan approached the ring of fire. What he saw tied up against the column within made him stagger. There was a rattle of armor as the pyre guard went to their lord, but Vulcan's upraised hand stilled them.
"I'm all right."
His voice was barely above a whisper. His gaze was drawn utterly to the figure as the cavern seemed to shrink around him, pressing against the Primarch with the weight of destiny. It was the eyes that he recognized, for the body had long since shriveled to desiccation and the vicissitudes of time had ravaged it. He would remember those eyes, dagger-thin and filled with a sickening ennui. A debilitating pain welled up in Vulcan's chest as old memories came back like reopened wounds.
"Broiger."
Thoughts of the dead metal shaper brought tears of fire to the Primarch's eyes as he realized who he stood face to face with. She recognized him, too, but her corpse-like face was incapable of expression. The Slaver Witch. Suddenly, the battle in front of the gates of Hesiod did not seem so long ago. The Dusk Wraiths had been here, to Ibsen, just as they had tormented Nocturne all those centuries before. The horrifying truth of it fell hard and pitilessly. The humans worshipped the Eldar because they were their saviors. They had saved them from the slavers, from their own dark cousins. And now they had tortured this one for some fell purpose, perhaps to ward off future incursions, or maybe it was to remove the terror from the myth. Either way, Vulcan's rage rose to the surface like a volcano moments from eruption. He turned his back on the witch for the last time. "This world is lost." He felt numb, almost stupefied. His breathing came quick and angry. His teeth clenched, and so did his fists. He mumbled the command. "No one leaves this place alive," before becoming loud enough to cause a panic in the priests. "Slay them all!" Heart heavy, Vulcan walked away and left the sounds of slaughter behind him. "My eyes are open, Father." He knew what he must do.